All right, well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's another blessing to be in God's house again. I thank God for the communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I pray that you are mightily moved this day.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless every speaker this day at the church, and bless us to hear all that's in your heart that you want us to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
It will not be any class Monday night.
Brother Hart will be back next week, won't he?
Well, we're not sure.
Okay.
His mother failed.
Yeah.
She had successful surgery and everything was fine, and I think they were already back or near the back. Neither was
telling
me anything.
And she failed.
Okay.
So,
we just pray that
it's just kind of up in the air whether they're going back.
Or yeah.
But, you know, if they fly,
thank you.
It would be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. They're not
flying. I know, but that's a 3-hour, 12-hour.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Right. I know they're not going to fly, but
we're going to fly. Okay, we're in chapter 17, St. John chapter 17.
What verse?
We made it down to about 14, but I saw something last night that I didn't see in verse 1.
Okay.
And also in verse 13.
Blow your horn.
Chapter 17.
Chapter 17. We'll go to verse 1 first.
Okay.
We covered this, but I saw something last night. I said, I need to point that out.
Yes.
Now, this is when Jesus first started praying. In verse 1, he said, "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee." And then down in verse 13, he said, And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Jesus was doing the will of God, but he prayed that the will of God would be done in him.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the Father to glorify him so that he could glorify the Father.
Whoa!
And when the Lord gives you something to do, never take it for granted that it'll be done. Pray his will on it. Pray it anyway.
That's good.
And if you're preaching, if you go somewhere preaching, ministering, ask the Lord to bless it. And it's even specific things that you need. If you have a radio broadcast or a website broadcast, pray that God will send people to it. Mm-hmm. I know that God won't waste anything. If he fed people from the fragments and had 12 baskets left over, he doesn't waste things. So, but pray it anyway. Pray that all of his will be done on that work.
Yes.
You know, what you said was you can say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you glorify Thurston. That Thurston may glorify you, your Son, and your Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A direct prayer.
Uh-huh.
You know, lots of times you think, well, that's being really, but glorify Thurston, that he may glorify you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
That's powerful.
That's
good. Yeah. Because we are the glory carriers.
Yes. Yeah.
We carry
I've
the glory.
I've never prayed anybody to be glorified.
No.
They be glorified. I pray the Father be glorified,
yeah.
Son be glorified, the Holy Spirit. But I never specifically prayed that Mary would be glorified, that she can show forth your glory.
Pray it.
Mm-hmm.
Pray it.
I am. That's what I mean.
I'm like Paul. I do them prayer requests. Is, pray that I may speak boldly.
Right.
Pray it.
He wouldn't pray it.
And that is not a simple word. Glorify shows is all the glorious God, all his goodness, power, mercy, everything.
Yeah.
When you glorify him and see his glory, that's just
you see
every attribute of God. Woo!
Amen.
That shows you got all the attributes of God that we
pray.
We know that, but
that one of the main
questions said you gotta pray it.
That's pray
it.
My ask for it. All y'all. Pray it.
Pray it.
Ask for those people and ask for what you said.
The main way that the Lord glorified, the Father glorified the Son was when he raised Jesus from the dead.
Well,
he was gonna do that. It was written, but he prayed it anyway.
Yes. He
prayed that he would glorify the Son that he may glorify him.
And he also prayed, give me the glory that I had from the beginning.
Yeah.
Glory, the church. Woo, the glory.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And he, see, it's nothing released in heaven to something released on earth. Mm-hmm. You got to release it on earth.
Yeah, that's very important. It's more important than I thought. That, you know, if God say do something, I just focus on doing it.
Yes.
But now I pray a blessing. I do that sometime, but now I'm going to do it every time.
In other words, don't just assume because God gave you the ability and the direction to do it, but you don't have to pray it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pray
that's
it in
true.
A way. Pray it through.
Good.
And with that, Daniel contended. He prayed until it happened. He got, I mean, he believed God for that answer until he got it. Mm-hmm. Nothing Satan could do stopped his determination and his faith. And that's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of faith we pray with. This has got to happen. And you can be settled in that kind of faith.
What he was praying for wasn't just for him. Mm-mm. Lord bless me. It was for the whole nation.
Yeah.
He found in Jeremiah something's supposed to be happening during these 70 years. These 70 years about him, something got to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of people say, well, the rapture going to happen, you know, yesterday.
One preacher said it ain't gonna happen on the 23rd because it's gonna happen when nobody expects it to.
Well, I don't necessarily go with that. I believe God's people gonna know something is going to happen today. And when I said we couldn't go this weekend because we haven't had a revival or nothing, you know, but a revival, it's not. The Lord was dealing with me this morning because I was like, okay, God, we ain't going nowhere today, and I knew we wasn't going because we ain't had no revival. He said, he was saying to me, my revival is going to be real short. It's not going to be long deal like the other revival. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a real short, quick revival.
You know, this is not me.
That's what he told me back in
05. The Berlin Wall. I mean, it was there, impossible, and the next day it was gone.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
How quick that Berlin Wall was gone?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was big thing and communism and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was the pieces people tore it apart one day.
Yep.
It was gone.
Yeah.
These
like
souls are going to be swept in the kingdom so fast and out of here, you know.
But it's going to be a quick work.
Yeah, it's not going to be the long, you know,
but
revival.
But the long part was preparing for it.
Huh?
The long part was the preparing for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to keep preparing for it.
We have to keep speaking it for it. Just releasing things.
Occupy till he come.
Yeah. Because, you know, some people say revival is already here. And it's true in a sense.
Yeah.
It's true in a sense. But not the outpouring that he, that the Holy Spirit is going to do on our sons and on our daughters and our handmaids and on our servants.
Not over yet.
Like a lot's happening in Kenneth Copeland's ministry, where he, you know, Eagle Mountain Church all the time. But, you know, but that's a pocket that's not all over the place.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, that's good, but it's that you're not going to be winning 10 souls. 5,000, 10,000, you know, it's going to be a different range than you can expect. Oh, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell y'all, we're going to have to move on time today because we got
to get
out of here no later than 10:15.
Uh-huh.
We have a guest speaker today, Bob Yandis.
Yeah.
So I know y'all want to go out and get your seats and things.
Well,
so I'm trying to be a little.
I was just making it sound good.
I'm trying to be considerate. Yes. Yeah. And I have to clean up and everything and, you know.
And he, but that's the main thing. Pray that his will be fully formed in your ministry.
That's very powerful. Yes, right.
Okay. In 1 Corinthians verse 24, 11 and verse 24. When we commune,
if any of y'all ever go out here and don't know where the communion scripture is, I am going to help. Y'all here it every Sunday morning, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's other scripture, even the 10th chapter, it talks about Paul had to explain to the Corinthians that this is the cup of blessing. This cup will bless you. You're drinking over it, you're doing this and you're doing that over it. But this cup was designed to bless you.
Yeah.
And you acting, drinking over, hating each other, caring all kinds of ways. You got the cup in your hand that would bless you.
Yeah.
That's what he had to do in the 10th chapter before the 11th.
Yeah. And communion is the backbone of our relationship.
It is. I like that.
And through communion, we learn to trust God.
You can say that again.
Yeah, communion is the backbone of our relationship. So when we commune with the Lord, it helps us to trust Him. Because He's going to always tell you to do something different. and that's when you're going to have to trust and then pray a blessing over what He give you to do.
Got that?
And with that, He said, when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all of your word, all of the revelation that you give us. Lord, bless us to prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to win many souls with the time we have left. And do all that's in your heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.